So what is the environmental impact of the fracking process?
Certainly, we have raised a number of issues concerning the leaks coming out from the whole process and coming out from the whole process through time, due to the fact that the operations so far have not proved that they guarantee total sealment of a well eventually. And we are very concerned that the geological formations in the areas where the shale gas is being extracted or is intended to be extracted from through fracking methods is totally safe in regarding water, soil, health issues that are coming from the gradual percolation of these fluids through the land through time. So these are concerns. But my conference will rather be on the technical-economic aspects of the energy markets, really. So where does the gas meet electricity on the continent? How is this going to influence the way that we need to take into account environmental issues? And, well, where does Quebec stand in terms of developing in parallel all kind of resources in apparently the same sustainable development law, when there are pretty significant differences in the framework that are utilized? So this will be, in a nutshell, the content of my conference.
Okay, so can you tell us a bit more, where does Quebec stand at the moment?
Well, in the framework of our scientific collective, which is formed of more than 150 people, scientific people from different university and organizations. If we look into the shale gas implementation that is in discussion at this time, and every move that has started since 2009, and probably a few wells were drilled earlier than that, but seem to indicate that there's a strong support by the Ministry of Ressources Naturelles de la Faune, the Ministry of Natural Resources and Faune in Quebec. And presently, there has been a number of steps that were taken towards, making this new industry acceptable to Quebec people in the Valley of St. Lawrence, where all this will be planned to be developed, or it's prospected to be developed. And unfortunately, it doesn't seem that the people are really catching on the idea, and the more things are advancing, the more questions are arising. Namely, when you look at all what is happening in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, in Arkansas, in Wyoming, you realize that this may not be the kind of resource that Quebecers are ready for. And, well, the discussion needs to continue. So that's where Quebec stands. There is a committee that was formed for the Etude Environnementale Stratégique about the shale gas, but in fact, it is there supposedly to collect scientific evidence of the safety or maybe non-safety of the existing wells, and it seems that it doesn't have the authority to even stop a new fracking to be done. So we are really questioning the whole process where Quebec is being, or Quebecers are being carried into, and we are still continuing to ask for a moratorium to make sure that nothing happens in terms of new fracking before there is a very serious discussion on the whole basis for developing this industry in Quebec at all. Well, so as you can see, there are two different positions here that are face-to-face, and the discussion seems to be directed by the government towards a process involving this committee of Etude Environnementale Stratégique, whereas the actual mandate of this committee and its composition caused many problems of representativity, according to our group.
So what would be the alternatives to the shale gas for Quebec?
Well, that is a very, very interesting question. The alternatives are numerous. This will be the subject of another conference later on. We will look into the different alternatives that exist in terms of energy resources. Certainly, there is a huge, huge wind potential in Quebec. We are thinking that as long as there are no social costs included in the decision-making concerning new energy developments in Quebec, there is a real problem of being able to compare what is the most efficient investment that Quebecers can actually adhere to. And it doesn't seem that these social costs, and I'm meaning here all costs that are not included in the price of the gas that would be put on the market, that is. So as long as these costs are not included, it's very, very, very wary to be able to have a solid judgment on whether or not it's the best resource to develop or not.
How do you expect this whole process of the evaluation of the shale gas will look like, and how is the outcome going to be? What do you expect?
There are, as I say, a lot of discussion to be had on the subject. One thing that is very clear is that there is a kind of a new gold rush, which we should call, over shale gas on a continental scale. The shale gas industry is operating all across the continent presently, and in the United States, it is becoming a very major source of all the new gas that gets in the pipes in the United States with prices that are very low, although, like I said, nobody knows the exact social cost of all that, in the population, in the communities, in the soil, in the water quality that result from these operations. And essentially, almost every well is a company, so when it closes, and you don't know who to address, you need to make reclamation on things that could turn out bad. So to answer your question, there is a huge political will in the United States, and it is shown in the Department of Energy support for this in the United States. There's a huge support for shale gas, and since they're consuming probably 150 times more gas than we do, I'm not sure that Quebec has a real say into changing the picture for the whole of the continent. But certainly in Quebec, we intend to raise the discussion for our own jurisdiction as to the actual feasibility of, or actually economic value of this industry in Quebec.